season finale of 24 years at the Tap End. It will be back at some point on our new show, which starts next week, 1 till 4. How are you feeling, Chris? You look quite sad.
Mixed emotions, really.
Sure.
You know, happy that it seems to be something that's done well, but sad that it's sort of finishing today.
Yeah.
Do you have an incredible cliffhanger for us to take us through to season two?
I didn't think of that, if I'm honest. But
you have to have that.
You have to keep them wanting more, to lure them back.
Well, just in case there isn't a second series, I thought I'd just finish it.
Give me a second series.
Bish, bash, bosh.
There will be, don't worry about that.
Well, we'll see.
We're not putting it in writing.
No, but I might not remember anything as well.
There is that. I'm going to have to pay out my own money for him to have hypnotherapy.
Yeah, but I'm going to probably pay the other way in the fact that there's a lot of stuff that I don't want him to remember.
Sure.
You know, like, he's going to have to start talking about stuff he's done with us soon or later.
Well, that already happened to me on one of the episodes where
it was
about me and I wasn't comfortable.
You see, I haven't been exposed too much yet, but I...
As time goes on, yeah. All to come in season two, listeners. Right, where are we?
Right, well, here we go. It's, I think, my 21st year. Hazy memory, but it was my last year at uni.
Okay.
If you're keen.
Ready.
I'm keen and ready for the last time.
And now, I'm ready.
Okay. Here it is. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the season finale of season one's 24 years at the Tap End.
A large amount of my time at the Tap End has been spent sleeping, so it seems important that I acknowledge a couple of dreams I had when I was younger. It's rare that I remember my dreams when waking up, but you do get the odd one where you wake up and for a couple of seconds believe that it really happened.
Or that you're still in it, I get sometimes.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I once woke up believing I had won the lottery, and another time I woke up believing that Emma Bunton had given me a kiss. It got me thinking that although this didn't happen, I should still count it as a life experience, as even though it was in my sleep, in my mind it happened.
What, so if you meet new people and they're like, tell us a fact about yourself, you've said, I've kissed Emma Bunton.
Yeah, well, I think from now on I will say I have, because you spend so much of your life asleep that it is still technically your life, isn't it?
What about the lottery win? Like, when people ask where all the money's gone?
Yeah, that's where it falls down. Technically, I'm a millionaire when I'm sleeping.
Does that make sense? You can't go around telling people that you kissed Emma Bunton if you haven't. You can't do that.
Well...
It's a lie.
I can tell them if I'm asleep when I'm telling them.
It's getting really...
How does that work?
It's making my head fizz.
Yeah.
There's a film in it somewhere, I'm sure. But, yeah, I live a different life when I'm asleep. One morning, I woke up after a particularly vivid dream involving Sir Dosser, Watford Football Club and Cheryl Cole. Weirdly, we were both playing for Watford. R. Kelly was in the dream as well, which I remember thinking was slightly disturbing.
What was he doing in the dream?
I can't really remember. He was just wearing a robe and sort of just walking around.
Like he does always.
Yeah.
That silk robe he always wears.
Yeah, that's the one. And boxing gloves, I think, as well.
Yeah. What was Cheryl doing?
She was playing football with me.
Wicked.
For Watford. It had been... Yeah.
Sorry. What were you waiting for a big football star reaction from us then? What did you want us to say?
Don't know. It had been a big night out the night before. I'd done karaoke at the uni bar and then headed out to Jester's that night. It was an important night, the night before I found out whether I had passed my 3 years at uni and had actually got a degree. Work-wise, my time at uni had been a bit hit and miss. All 3 years I'd ended up having to do retakes after failing a fair few exams. But mainly, for the sake of my mum, I was just hoping I'd passed. The scoring system for degrees is a bit odd, but I was hoping for a third, which, if I'm honest, isn't that impressive, but in my opinion, would have done the job. You know what degrees are, Becky?
Yes. So I think Scott does as well, even though he hasn't got one.
So I have got one, actually.
Have you? Yes. Oh, yes, of course you are.
Thank you. I'm not a cheat. I got it for my services to the public. I'm a doctor.
I know, it's insane, isn't it? And he neither gets a student loan for it,
yeah,
or... He hasn't had to do any essays or dissertation.
You don't, like,
hours
you
on the radio, Chris.
I had to pay like 20 grand. I'm still paying it off now.
Yeah. Southampton Solent University.
Yeah.
Honorary degree, thanks. Doctor of Arts.
But it goes, I think it goes like a third, 2-2, 2-1 first, I believe.
Yeah.
And there might be something before a third, but generally if you get a third, it's sort of...
All right.
It's all right, isn't it? I knew I was going to have to pay the price for 3 years of largely fun times. I didn't mind this, though. Uni isn't just about the work. I was pleased that I was going to be coming away with some good memories. Results were due out at 11 a.m. and were going to be available online before they were printed out and stuck on a board, old-school styley. It was a sunny day, and about a 10-minute walk from the converted old people's home I was living in on Brookvale Road to the Murray Building at Southampton Uni, where I was going to get my results. Although I was feeling anxious, I had resigned myself to the feeling that I just wanted to pass. When I arrived at the Murray Building, it was already quite busy, and filled with people saying how disappointed they would be if they didn't get a first. I didn't want to surround myself with these people. I took myself off to one of the computer rooms and logged in. Results time was about 10 minutes away, and I sat there with my headphones in.
What were you looking up?
What do you mean?
What were you doing on the computer?
Well, I was logging into the website to, in 10 minutes' time, the results would come out on the computer. So,
What were you listening to?
Headphones in, yeah, good point. Weirdly, and this is a coincidence, I think one of the songs I was listening to was Rihanna, that one, You Put On Quite A Show. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Take a Bow.
It's one
of her faves.
Because it seemed fitting, because it was towards the end of, you know, Round of Applause and very entertaining and put on quite... It seemed fitting that this was my last moments at uni and that song was playing.
Oh, did you do a Waiting For My Degree Results playlist?
I didn't, but I think I had 10 minutes, so that Rihanna song was on there. And then it hit me that this was what everything had built up to. This was what, for me, all that time at my primary school had been about. From my teacher announcing that I would be allowed to write with a fountain pen rather than pencil, to the Swanage field trip where we set the fire alarms off with deodorant, the nudie pens in Boulogne in my upper school.
Classic episode.
To the canteen boycott and German exchange.
Another brilliant one.
This was the result of all that time and stress that had gone into GCSEs and A-levels, which had got me to this very moment. Even the extracurricular activities that had shaped me as a person started to flash through my mind. From my year 8 school disco, where I danced with a girl, or the time I nearly drowned in foam on my first under-18 night at Destiny in Watford. I had travelled the world to get to this moment, from Zante to Malia.
The world.
That's not far, is it?
No.
Well, no, they're both Greek islands.
Yeah, but sure. I came back to Britain in between.
Oh, right.
So technically,
okay,
it was quite far.
That is the world.
From Ayia Napa to Kavos. Again, not a direct flight. It was back next year. Experiencing and soaking up many different cultures in the process.
Like what?
Well, different countries, wasn't it? It was business.
How many Greek people did you meet when you were in Kavos?
Probably not that many.
No. And what do you think shaped you as a person? What kind of... what did you learn from the Greek islands?
Survival skills, if anything, actually.
And you have to pay extra if you want to take a dog back to your hotel room.
Yeah. Don't take dogs back. Don't hand over your passports unnecessarily. And just get through it. Do your best to get through it.
And that the pictures of the food in the window of the restaurant will not necessarily match up with the food that you get on the plate.
Yeah, they never will. I snapped out of my daydream as my phone went off. It was a text from Chango wishing me good luck. My mates had been a big part of me getting to this stage, and though they were proud of me, I was proud of them and everything they were achieving. Some of them went to uni, some of them got jobs, but everyone was moving forward, and they had achieved so much in their own lives. Chango, who had eaten 24 slices at a Pizza Hut buffet, Chinese Dave, who was doing a degree in Leeds, and Sir Dosser, who was getting on with his music career. I looked at the clock. It was 10:59, and my time at uni was nearly over. For the last time this series, if you're listening to the audio tape of this, press play on the emotional music. Very good. This is it.
Yeah.
This was it. Somehow I'd got there in the end. I started to feel the adrenaline as I kept clicking refresh on the computer. As it hit 11 o'clock, the screen changed and there it was. And if what I was reading was right, I'd not just passed. I got myself a solid 2-2. A Desmond. I'd take that. I sat there for a minute staring forward. It was my school life done. The future awaited me. Little did I know what life would bring in the future. that I would meet 2 out of 5 Spice Girls, or even write an autobiography of the stuff that had got me here. And in that minute, as I sat there feeling like it was all over, I thought to myself that I'd done all right for an average bloke from Pinner.
I am a mountain, I am a tall tree, oh, I am a swift wind, sweeping the country. I am a river, down in the valley, oh, I am a vision, and I can see clearly. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, I'm that star up in the sky, I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it, I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope, when my back's against the ropes, I can feel it, I'm the world's greatest.